Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer with Tom Thayer. The last time this season we're talking about a game preview. Tom, how important is it going into the season finale that the Bears win the game and build momentum going into the offseason?
I think it's big. You know, some people may want to minimize it, but I think it starts with the week of preparation. Because if you go out there and you have quality practices, and they are usually going to relate to have a quality game experience. But, you know, there's a lot of guys on this roster, on this team, that are still trying to impress the coach. So every positive rep you get in the eyes of the coach is good for your future. I don't think you want to think too far down the road. Just think up until Sunday at noon. Make sure you know every one of your assignments across the board. You don't want to leave that reflection of mental errors in the last game, because then that puts up a question mark.
It was really interesting to me the way the undrafted free agents on defense have been performing. John Timu, the last two games, has done a great job. And in this most recent game, Harold Jones-Korte, who actually was benched earlier in the season, came up with two takeaways. What are your expectations for those two guys, and what are you going to be watching for them to do Sunday?
You know, continue the process, because this is an evaluation that the scouts and the coaches made for a long time. They've been watching these guys at practice. When you watch the film and you see them on demonstration squad or getting their reps in regular defense, you notice their instincts. You notice the traits they have. And eventually they gain the coach's trust because of the knowledge of the system, and then they get their opportunity. Then if they capitalize on it, they get a second opportunity to see how maybe the coordinator reacts against them. I think all the free agents, all the guys that have come in here and gotten an opportunity to play, have really been a bright spot. And I'm excited to see their future, because the enthusiasm they pop off the ground with, it helps the veteran feel fresher. It makes them look more excited, and I like the results.
And it's a pretty big challenge this week going against Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions passing game with Calvin Johnson. And what are your expectations for that? Because I think Korte Jones was benched after that long pass to Johnson in the game in Detroit that the Bears lost in overtime.
But, you know, anything they did good this week, it's a full team effort. You got to make sure you have pressure up front to help the defensive backs in the backfield. But also, they have to be aware of the big weapons they have in Detroit. You talked about Calvin Johnson, but Golden Tate is leading them in receptions. So you can't only identify the one big guy there. You have to make sure that you go through the arm of the quarterback, through the running back, and through the weapons they have, and they even have them at tight end. So you have to make sure that Coach Fangio just has a good, sound game plan, again, that you start studying from Wednesday all the way through and up until 12 noon on Sunday, and make sure you go out there and play an aggressive, hard-fought football game, because I don't think conditions will be perfect. It's going to be a little bit colder, and you know Detroit's an indoor team.
Bears and Lions both really have nothing to play for in terms of playoffs. Their season's going to end Sunday. I know you're
ready
to answer
this.
Right. What I want to know is, do you notice as a player back in the day, and I know most of the seasons that you played, you went to the playoffs, but do you notice, can you tell who's mailing it in and who has their car running that last game of the season?
Unfortunately, I think you can get an indication of that, whether it's on your own team or the other team, but you can't let it be about yourself, because that is judgment day. They are looking at everything you do, making sure you're on time, making sure you're paying attention in meetings. And again, there's a lot of indications. Every snap you have, are you doing things right, fundamentally, physically, and mentally? So again, I think the evaluation process is still extremely strict. And the best way to get your jersey for OTAs is to have a good going away party.
Great analysis as always. Now comes my favorite part of the show, where I ask you to reflect on a memory of the team the Bears are playing. When I say Detroit Lions, what do you think of?
You know, I think of what you were talking earlier about the 85 game in Detroit. And
also the last game of the season, regular season.
And we weren't winning by very much at halftime. I remember going into the locker room and getting yelled at by Coach Ditka as a team. Everybody there got yelled at as if we're the worst team in the National Football League.
And you were 14-1 at the time,
right.
I might point out.
We had no hope. We had no help. And then we came out and returned the opening kickoff in the second half for a touchdown. And it still wasn't an overwhelming performance, because I think Coach Dick was more critical of us after the game. But it was a good send-off into the playoffs, because there wasn't a lot of pats on the back and attaboys and hats and cigars. It was about the fear of the head coach and the coaching staff making sure that you understood the seriousness of your next game.
Great stuff as always, Tom. It's been great stuff all year. I've really enjoyed doing this. He's there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.